according to these popular property YouTubers, if you want to get rich quick, just go on to Rightmove and then lowest price first. And then look, this place is perfect. It's a 3-bed, £6,000 guide price. That's under auction, but that's really cheap. With a bit of minor work, this 3-bed house could potentially be 8-bed. What could have been a moderate rental income has potentially more than doubled in value. This is the promise of houses in multiple occupation, or HMOs.
HMO. So now I've got 7 times the income.
It was just a 3-bed house, but then I crammed in, you know, 4 or 5 people and would rent them out and get really high rents.
Look, for most people, if they had 2 of these, they'd be probably sorted for life.
The majority of HMOs are completely above board, such as student halls or flat shares, and these property YouTubers do urge their viewers to make sure they get the correct licensing. But analysis suggests that more than a quarter of HMOs in England are operating illegally. That can mean that a space built for a family of 4 could be housing anywhere from 10 to 30 people. Unsafe housing is making people a lot of money, and there is little in place to protect the most vulnerable people who are paying the price. It's impossible to say whether this is an unlicensed HMO, but there are some telltale signs. It's the same kitchen. That's okay, that's the same bedroom, that's the same bedroom, it's the same garden. All these adverts are for the same property. So you're looking at 14 people living in a 2-bed. It doesn't look like it would meet all the requirements of a licensed HMO. The big problem with unlicensed HMOs is that nobody is checking whether the property is in a habitable condition, whether there is mould, whether the wiring is safe, whether there are sufficient fire safety measures in place. And when you have a high number of people in a property designed for a small family, it can have deadly consequences for tenants. Studies show that HMOs carry a greater fire risk than single occupancy homes, whether they are licensed or not. This London Fire Brigade Freedom of Information data shows that the number of HMO fires in the capital has gone up from 139 fires in 2018 to 175 in 2024, while in the same period, the number of other residential fires has gone down. And some councils are placing individuals who require temporary accommodation into these privately rented HMOs because it's the only place they can afford with the provision available. And when problems arise, there is little legal protection they can access because those in temporary accommodation are not classified as permanent tenants, meaning they have no mechanism to complain, even when there is damp, mould, or when properties are infested with vermin. Haringey Council placed Eunice Osei in accommodation, which at the time was classified as an illegal HMO, even though the same council rejected the landlord's HMO application. And Eunice is not alone. Since 2018, Haringey Council has placed 16 households in temporary accommodation owned by this same landlord. And it's a similar story for local authorities up and down the country. The fact is, there just isn't enough affordable housing. But there are organisations and community groups who are trying to take matters into their own hands, that The Guardian is supporting through its charity appeal this year. Donations will be shared between 5 different charities. Each one champions practical initiatives to change their communities for the better, such as Canopy in Leeds, which provides decent affordable accommodation for people who need it by working with volunteers to renovate empty and derelict houses, some of which have been standing empty for years. And Back on the Map in Sunderland has bought up housing in the local area to develop a social letting service that prioritises affordable housing and reinvests its profits in its community services. If you want to support this work and donate to the appeal, there's a link below the video. Over the past decade, Guardian readers have raised an amazing £15 million for good causes through its annual appeal. And I hope this video inspires you to donate again.